so weird to have the Periscope element, don't you think, Jay?
Yes, it's a little weird, but it's also very exciting.
It's going to get us noticed. Are they talking to us now? Are you actually interacting with the crowd? I want to be dirty so badly.
Yes, I'm trying to do both things, and it's hard. I can be dirty on here, though. I can type.
You can be dirty as S word on there.
Jay, you look really handsome. You look really handsome right now.
80085.
Yeah. We're gonna get to Eva's comment. Hi, Eva.
I was just saying how handsome he looks.
In a second. It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, the handsome one. And don't forget it, bitch.
He's so mad I said that. I'm
Show's website is inpapasbasement.com. We put up a new show every week. And by we, I mean me and my lovely co-host, Jay.
It's John. Pete, damn it.
It's Pete. Pete, maybe. It's Pete. I'm sorry. Pete, maybe.
Really?
One of these days, it'll be Pete.
There's also someone else in studio, but he's with us everywhere.
Very lovely.
A hand for the J-Man. Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
Over, in,
Can
and
I
through, through all
some
things possible.
Some sort of...
Who said that?
Yeah. Are you hearing something? This is like the beginning of Christmas Carol.
This was just you and
I'm hearing the ghost of Jacob Marley rattling its chains. Who's there?
Marley was dead to begin with.
Is there some feedback? Hi, Eva.
Hey, Eva.
Hi, let's all pay attention to Eva.
Thank you.
She's the drama kid. You're a drama kid, too.
Yeah, no.
Not like me, though.
It.
I can tell he wasn't like me.
No, you really needed the attention. Like, you came out of the womb and were just like, look at me.
I almost died in your womb.
Oh, no. Oh, why did Pam do that to you? So the show site, inpapasbasement.com.
Because she drank too much wine.
Oh, that explains so much.
When she was pregnant.
Is that why you have, like, kind of the Asian eyes, but you're blonde?
What?
It's just kind of like a fetal.
Excuse me?
I'm just messing with you.
Good.
I'm just messing with you. Again, inpapasbasement.com. Go there for every episode we've ever done. A bunch of my writing, which I used to do, and now I don't.
Which I think is fantastic.
Thank you.
I do
Thank
as
you
well.
For selling it.
I think
Can't
so
get
too.
Of it.
I think so too.
Oh, I think so more.
Well, I think so the best.
Well,
kids, kids, please tell me again how good I am. So I just want to say, I want to thank, before we get rolling, I want to thank Pete Maybe over here for going to all sorts of lengths to make sure we're actually on Periscope.
Good
Pete,
Lord.
We started off at 10 people watching live. How many are we down to?
And 8.
Yeah.
We lost 2.
Yes.
It's
sweet
all good.
Attrition.
There's people coming
sweet
in.
Attrition.
They had to go to the bathroom, I'm sure.
What, they can't watch the Periscope on the John?
Maybe they just want to be nice.
Well, you know what? The hell with them, because this podcast...
I don't think these people watch the show.
Yeah.
This podcast is over in 6 months. Everything that you are bleeding and sweating into it, Pete, Eva, not so much.
I'm scared.
Everything that you're doing is for naught. I'm canceling it.
I knew it.
I'm canceling it because I'm going to chase my dreams.
You going to the big city?
Go to the big city. Where they have more than 2 Jewish people. I'm going to go to New York, and I'm going to do screenwriting.
Oh,
so drink in the show while you can.
Okay,
you know
I would say, you know, I've
I would say keep your mouth against the mic so we can hear you.
What are you going to do as a day job?
Nothing. I'm going to hemorrhage cash.
That sounds like a great plan. I'll see you in 6 months.
Actually, I'm going to get on Chatterbait.
Yeah. Are you going to do a show? Are you going to be a show guy?
I'm going to be a dude on Chatterbait, and like, because I don't have abs and I'm not really hung.
You're a little bit different.
Wait,
it's kind of a specialty item.
It is chatting.
Chatterbait.
It is chatting while baiting. Mm-hmm. It's a sex site. And my specialty is I'm just going to be balls.
While baiting? What does that mean?
No, baiting.
Oh, sweetie.
Master.
Oh, baiting. Sweetie.
Oh, while tugging it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you're a girl flicking
Oh,
it.
Master. Got it.
Oh.
Baiting.
I loved seeing the old-timey light bulb going off over your head.
Bing.
The 4-watt fluorescent.
So.
The light bulb over Eva's head is like when a kid is willed a warehouse by his grandpa. And it's like for some factory that hasn't been run in 30 years. And it's the scene in the movie where they flick the switch for the big reveal. And it's just...
Bing.
Yeah, you can actually hear the bulbs hum.
All right, so you're going to chatterbait?
I think that's... Well, again, Jay, you're both male, right?
I'm male.
An actor.
Yes.
I'm going to have to create a character to play, again, to my sexual strengths. It's not going to be the pecs. It's not going to be the abs. It's not going to be the bird. So I think I'm going to just do all bag and hole shows. So I'm just going to be bent over, and I'm just going to, like, accordion my ass and just fan it out. And I'm going to get my money that way.
Do it.
You're going to accordion out your butt?
Yeah.
You should do that lumberjack thing just you were showing everybody earlier.
Which can be found on the show's Periscope.
Yes. You watch
the
Periscope.
Like,
yeah, I'm just going to just show the BH goodness. And contort it in different directions.
The BH, the bottle.
There you look at you.
Oh,
the fluorescent bulb warmed up.
Quick.
Oh my goodness.
No, I don't plan to abandon the show unless something good actually happens in my life. And then I really will drop it. But I have nothing right now.
I don't blame you.
I have absolutely nothing right now. And that is why I have decided to go back to school. Not big city school.
I'm so happy for you, by the way.
But I'm at the community college right now, and thank you, Eva, studying screenwriting. And this demands music.
Yes, bring on the music.
I'm going to kill the mic so the Periscope people can hear it.
What's that movie with Mark Harmon where he played?
Well, I was going
back to school where he played.
I was going to play Billy Madison's Back to School, but that's a little too on the nose, a little played out. So we can do that. Wait, oh no.
Here it is. Back to school, back to school, to prove to dad that I'm not a fool.
Was there ever a time, like, everything he has done since then,
I hope.
It destroyed the funny of that. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, it kind of did.
Happy Gilmore, I think, is so much better than Billy Madison.
I think it's the same movie, except just...
See, those are both fine, but I think, where you're going with this is the crap he's put out lately kind of makes those... Is that where you're going? It's just, you're like, I don't even think that
Well, you hear
anymore.
The baby voice, yeah, and you're like, that... Okay, look, you put on Billy Madison, I'm going to watch it. I'm not going to act like I'm above all of Billy Madison.
I think it's fantastic.
But that's like the first reaction I've actually had to his really early crap, because I'm like... I don't really like Happy Gilmore a ton just because I feel it's Billy Madison almost note for note over again.
It's so much better, though.
No.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's Carl Weathers?
Yeah.
With getting his hand eaten by the crocodile?
Basically. And because freaking...
You don't like Eric and his weird balls?
I'd like Eric and his weird balls. I think it's so much better than...
And his tummy that doesn't have Triscuits in it?
It's so much better.
And
I mean, they're both good.
Veronica Vaughn.
From
Billy Madison.
I love her because she played Sonya.
Your milk.
Oh, I know. I thought
in
it was
the Mortal
awesome.
Kombat movie.
I don't think she was the first pick, though.
Our milk.
Who cares? I'm glad she made it.
And she also married Pete Sampras. So I was like, oh, she's into banging Greeks. I've got a chance. And now she's just like,
hit her up. Call her.
Now she's just 50 and having, 50-year-old sex with Pete Sampras, and it's really depressing. I don't think she's actually 50. I feel that
Are
was
you
the
about
most.
To look it up?
Well, no, that's the most sexist math I've ever employed.
Yeah.
What was her name? Bridget Wilson?
Bridget something.
Yeah, I'm a winner. Like I didn't jack off to that name a million times as a kid. She is 41, not 50, and still married to Pete Sampras.
Ew.
What?
Ew,
she was so hot. She was so hot.
I know, but he's so gross.
She
Greek.
Had the
Ew,
shut up.
Are so
I get what you're going for. She had the
Greek
sexiest,
men are so ugly.
She had the sexiest, bitchiest face. Is everyone with me on that? Was there of a resting bitch face than existed on that woman? Holy God Almighty! She really her face. Like, looks like she's at a country club and she's making the janitor strip and then is going to, like, force herself on him. And then when he's done and he's crying because he wanted to be loyal to his wife, she's like, and don't tell anyone or my dad will have you fired and put in jail.
Yeah, because she's so mad she married a Greek.
All right, we get it. We get it, Chuckles. So, I wanted to go with some appropriate back to school music.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. Billy Madison, meh. But meh. This is where it's at.
Okay.
I'll actually turn on my
computer.
This is my 80s dance. Just move your little elbow.
It's your life and I'm not gonna live it.
That is hot as hell in the mix. I apologize, people. This is, of course, the Jude Cole 1986 epic, the opus, Back to School, for the eponymous, I think that's the word I want.
Yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield
titular.
Film. Titular. I like titular. That's a good word.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And not just for a tit joke. I just think it's a fancy word. That was always one of those big time, big buck words you would see in a record review.
Yeah.
When they're talking about Metallica's track And Justice from All from the titular album.
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah.
There was titular album.
Kind of sounds smug, though.
Titular album and eponymous debut.
Oh, smug.
Those are always the
but
two.
But titular's fantastic.
Titular. Titular eponymous. Okay, that should be the name of our podcast. Screw the Papa's Basement
or
brand.
Whenever their second album came out, and they would go from their sophomore album.
Sophomore effort.
Yeah.
And then they would always talk about a sophomore slump.
Yeah.
With the records. Yeah, so I am back to school, man. Back to good old community college to learn screenwriting. Because that's, I think, how Zemeckis and Spielberg and Coppola all
did
it.
That's how they all did it.
I like how you brought Zemeckis up first. Fellow Lithuanian. I'm Lithuanian.
I don't.
There you go.
I
don't know his background.
Oh,
but now I do.
Robert Zemeckis?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I didn't know he's Lithuanian.
If you want a fun Robert Zemeckis fact, first of all, yes, should you.
Forrest Gump.
Bridget Wilson, actually dated him for a while before Pete Sampras. Ooh. And then he popped the question. And she was like, that brought me to my senses. Lithuanians are disgusting. What have I been doing all this time?
I'm going to go and have butt sex for the rest of my life with a Greek.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what she said.
It sounds like a good game plan.
She's like, I'm low on the totem pole.
Greeks are disgusting.
Low enough to settle for a Greek.
Greeks are disgusting.
I'm not Lithuanian
and all
low.
Of us all of us agree.
Could you trample me a little more? That's good radio. If I'm talking and then you just keep talking through me.
Yeah. That's just basically what I'm going to do.
All right.
Yeah.
So how long have you been going back to school?
I did my first week.
Okay.
Hell
week.
I came back and I was expecting... Okay, it's community college.
Yeah.
And
so you get all types.
Again, you can... I know the song Back to School by Jude Cole. So I was raised on 80s films. Now, the 80s films teach me that the stupid kids, because remember, to go to community college, you have to be stupid. There's no other circumstance that could justify it.
Sorry, guys.
The stupid kids are the pretty ones, I thought.
Hello.
But I don't... All right. The crowd that was in there was like what I would expect to see in like a Nebraska tornado shelter. And, like, not the sexy corn-fed Nebraska girls, but, like, you know, the people that are outside Walmart just drinking 4 2-liter bottles of soda.
Yeah.
Exactly. Chaw.
Yeah.
They're all on...
They got one Diet Coke, but then the other one's filled with tobacco spit. They're just holding both.
Yeah. And they've had enough tall boys where they might mix them up after
a
while.
Yeah, exactly. They can do both at the same time.
And they
I knew a guy who could do that.
They say Americans aren't talented.
Yeah.
We're poor workers. It was a lot of meat on the kids. Pretty much everyone uniform, and I am not svelte at moment. I have spent 6 years at home just living on the complete crap that my mom stocks. I just got out of the house, and I'm like, I moved back out. Why do I not weigh under 200 pounds again? That's how this works. That's why I'm paying a rent. But everyone was just young fat. You know, like there's old.
Did you feel
fat
like a hunk?
Yeah, kind of. I did. Like,
you're not old fat though.
Well, there's aged on fat where like
what's aged on fat?
old fat, aged on fat.
Aged beef.
Yeah, you were attractive at one point, and you haven't mastered the art of, like, my calories scale down with time. Like, my metabolic rate isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
And I've discovered more delicious foods. And I now have an income.
I was going to say, you can afford more.
I can go out and eat at Payway or Chipotle every night of the damn week if I want. Yeah. It isn't just when I've, like, saved 5 days worth of school lunch.
Yeah, it isn't
splurging
when there's a paycheck, yeah.
From my parents, yeah.
So what are these kids? What's their fat intake? What do they look like?
I mean, the kids were just really what you'd expect. And again, I feel like obesity shouldn't be oversimplified like this. Like, a lot of people are really fat, and I don't think they eat that poorly, but not these kids. These kids were like TV fat, like they're just double fisting Snickers. They're almost like a garbage pail kid, you know,
yeah.
Like just Snickers in each hand, washing it down with a Mellow Yellow or a Jolt Cola. And you're like, you still
that.
Have that?
Yeah.
Maybe it's.
You get a Mellow
prefer,
Yellow, man.
I prefer Boxy.
The ones trying to lose their weight or drinking Tabs.
Yeah.
But yeah, hot young fat is just, they're sweaty. And they look, it isn't like sag fat, you know, like old fat is kind of saggy. They still have like young person firmness, but it's firmness given to their fat. And they really just look inflated.
It does sound like a garbage pill kid.
It really, yeah.
It really does.
Like Fat Matt.
Fatty Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fatty Patty.
So a lot of the kids are just fat like that. And that's fine. Again, I'm a fat gross slob too. But there was a time I kind of wasn't. I had brief windows. They had me on Dexedrine for a while. I was thin then.
You used to give me Dexedrine when I was in high school.
What is that?
There you go. Dexedrine is just ADD medication.
Oh, okay.
And I think now that they give you stuff that you can't, like, chop up and snort and be the cool kid.
Yeah,
at a
they started giving
I
that to me.
I used to just think of it as, like, diet pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
They now...
Yeah,
whatever,
now the crap you can't...
Oh, now it's like...
You can't
depression
snort it,
medicine.
You can't parachute it, you can't...
I shouldn't have said
parachute
that.
Parachute it? What is parachute?
I shouldn't have said that on air, should I have?
Probably not.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
You stole it
I'm
from
just
me,
making...
so... It's I would have...
I didn't know. Steal it, you...
I had it stolen from me by Eva.
Oh, no.
Shut you up. You stole it.
I stole it. I'm
and
sorry.
Thus I did nothing I illegal.
It was good back then.
Let it be written. Let it be done.
So I've already missed my first assignments. Thought they were due
yeah.
Sunday.
Why?
This is the first week, John. Come on.
Come on, man.
Okay. You have to understand how old I am. My last semester, like my last class, the professor mentioned, and you guys are going to use the internet to log into Blackboard.
Yeah.
And turn in an assignment that way. And I was like, what the? You mean that thing that my phone dials so I can look at four JPEGs before
yeah.
I get myself off?
That's why you save them to floppy first. You got that one floppy that was in the...
There were cold days. I remember porn floppies that weren't even the three
yeah.
and a halves. I had a porn five and a fourth.
Like, that.
Yeah.
Just wobbling.
Just save them there. Put
How
them
many...
in with the rest of your Doom...
How many viewers are we down
uploads?
To, by the way?
Oh, I don't know.
Four. Lower than four. Lower than four.
Nope. More than four.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Six?
Zip drives. Zip drives are awesome, too. You could hold, like, 90 pictures.
Give me the number.
Okay, it's six. Yeah, dude, there's a lot of people.
Hemorrhaging. Be more funny.
What, your butthole is hemorrhaging?
You're killing me.
Full of butts? Full
so
of...
this is your first week, and you missed the...
I missed the
first assignment.
Because, okay.
And you're already planning on going to New York. I think you've got a solid plan.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. I've already gotten the Hollywood ethos, whatever,
yeah.
down.
I don't need school.
I don't need this. I'm bigger
than
you.
I've got an uncle who has money.
Exactly. I've got the name. And
yeah,
I've got
do.
The cocaine.
Yeah.
And I've got the Porsche. So
the Porsche.
I'm used to turning in, I'm not joking, assignments on three-ring notebook paper.
Yeah.
And this was, I have to do online quizzes that
it's
I'm
too much for you.
That I'm shut out of 3 days ahead of the class itself. Like, I get
it's
it
too much.
If you lock me out maybe 2 hours before the class, but I tried to get in this morning for a Tuesday class, and it told me I'm locked out. I'm like, what the hell is this? You really Do you need 3 days to grade our automated inane answers?
Too much for you.
It is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, the schedule is pretty crazy when they do stuff like that. How are the rest of the people? Like, do you, because you're just taking that one class?
I'm taking one class, and it's...
Do you run into any of the other, like, are there still, like, the crazy theater kids and stuff? Or is it just so digital age, everybody's just sticking
their
phones in their
nose? Well, you have to understand the magic of the Northern Virginia area and the Northern Virginia Community College.
Yeah.
It's, I want to say, like, 25%. Foreign of all different ages.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, there's like a lot of people that should be in a cafe playing backgammon and smoking hookahs and and thinking that 9/11 wasn't necessarily a bad thing.
John.
There's that.
John.
John.
There's a
John.
Few.
John. The voice of no fun.
John.
John. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of, like I said, the hot, firm, fat kids. The garbage. Let's just call them the garbage pail kids.
Garbage pail kids.
There's a lot of garbage pail kids.
Okay. Hot, firm, fat.
Yeah. HFFs.
And then who else?
And HFF then GBK. Yeah. HFF GPK.
GPK.
There's also, in Virginia, you can take one class per semester at any Virginia school if you're 65 or older. So there's two ladies in like their 70s in the class, and one of them like sat down and we had to explain what we did with our lives and why we were here. And she's like, I went to law school and I spent my whole life doing a job I hated for people that I loathed. And I'm like, that is the bleakest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
I can't wait to read your screenplay.
Did you like become friends with her like immediately? Because I would have latched right on to
she
her.
Was your
have you banged her yet?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're at that age right now, it's the prime to write the blockbuster of the summer. Like, I don't know what they're gonna do with screenwriting.
That would be great if the guy that wrote Don John banged a girl that old, and then like when they go back to cast it, he's like, make her the redhead from Boogie Nights. What's her name? Juliana Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make her that, because they were gonna try to cast Rue McClanahan, but she was dead.
They're trying to cast Rhea Perlman.
You could get Betty White to play the role, and then like I could have sex with her, and then she would be like, you remind me of my boy when he was younger.
This is
I've abandoned my boy.
And his
this is what you should be writing, by the way.
Oh, just a transparent screenplay about having sex with the old bitter woman.
Yeah, you're 50 Shades at the screenwriting.
Oh, 50 Shades of Silver. That would be fun.
I've abandoned my boy.
In addition to that, though, there are the occasional. There's also everyone who has to smoke out front.
Yes.
Because
those are the cool kids.
By law, to be semi-cool.
Cool kids. Yeah.
To be semi-cool, you have to smoke in college. And I'm not going to say there aren't some attractive girls, but like...
You know, I was one of those cool kids.
Were you?
Yeah.
You still are, dude.
I know. But I went online. I did college online. So I don't know if it counts.
No. That's just you smoking in front of a full-size tower. Yeah.
They said it was pretty cool.
That's just you buying like...
You sound like a professional Asian StarCraft II player. Just smoking in front of like one of those neon Alienware computers.
No, I feel like you just like bought a water cooler and
just having
put it outside.
You never got to go to like do the actual college thing.
I did Nova for a little bit. Yeah. And then I said,
what,
F that and joined
the military?
The military. Not because I went to the military because of school.
No, I mean, you didn't do normal.
Oh, I did some. But yeah, I did online. When I was in the military.
I didn't do normal school. I mean, I went
You went to
theater.
Theater like, fag school.
Yeah.
That's the technical term. Sorry.
Where'd that get you?
Sorry.
That was mean. I had to stop myself.
Was.
I'm just messing.
Wow, that was like the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
I know, but this is radio.
He's been hanging out with me.
I know. It's a bad influence.
Soon I'm going to chop off his right arm and it'll be replaced with mechanics.
He got a 1600 on his SATs.
What?
Where did
Right in front of us, just one step above us in the radio column.
I'll tell you where Eva's theater training got her.
Oh, please. Can you really?
What?
Did that offend you so much that you have to, like, make fun of me?
I'm just going to say that.
Go.
Look at her tap out. Look at her tap out.
No, just go. Say whatever you want to say.
There's, like, tears in her voice. I haven't even said anything yet.
Say whatever you want to say. Go.
This is combative, Jay.
Yeah, a little bit. You guys want to hear about my weekend?
She's just staring at me now. And there's tears in her eyes. I'm not going to say anything now. You've taken the fun out of it.
Right.
She's going to stab you.
It's not fun to make fun of you when you're like this. You need to be willing and participant in your humiliation.
Right. And I'm not.
You're not. No.
So let's go on.
Hey, John.
Yes.
What are you going to write about?
Going to write about.
I really want to know. Well, because you write a lot of stuff. You write a lot of humor. You do the show. We have our antics. Are you going to make it like real life? Or what do you.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you're taking this because. Because what? You want
to. I'm taking
write
it because
about
I want to
funny?
Make screenplays and see if I can sell them and then honestly abandon you.
That's okay.
But then I'd miss Eva crying behind a microphone.
I just want a little bit of that pie. So just call me up whenever
you absolutely
you make it.
Can get some because you went out of your way again to make this Periscope happen.
Oh, my God.
How many are we down
the
to?
The bull honky hit the fan.
How many are we down to?
Five. It's an investment.
I have to fart so audibly.
We're still at six. We're doing
do
good.
It.
Really?
No, put this.
If you could bring it to
butt.
The mic, do it.
No, it went back in me.
Double dog.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Now I have to burp.
Like, what happens? Like,
is that how it works? That's a fast system.
I just have a 4-foot hose between my mouth and my ass.
So
I lost the rest of it in the war.
So it went back up into you?
It kind of like gurgles system. Into my gut. Okay. I'm like one of those. Did you ever like get the Tasteless Gift Fart Bear doll?
No.
No.
Like, oh, what you never saw
that?
This? It had
that
like
sounds
a big,
horrifying.
It had like a swollen tummy, and then it had like the rubber rectum whoopee cushion
oh,
ass,
God.
And you could squeeze it or just fart over and over. That's what I'm built like. When God
that's
made
fantastic.
Me.
What happens like for you? I'm asking because you're very free talking about your poops with me.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you have to poop?
Like eat something you don't like,
but you can't.
Well, first I sit on the toilet. Oh,
how do you go to the bathroom?
No, but what happens when you have to poo, but you can't?
Uh huh.
And then. Like an hour passes and then the poop goes away. Like, where does it go?
Put on your science hat.
I mean, do you want the real answer?
Yes.
I can't really give
know?
A comedic answer. You're just.
No, I want to know because you're smarter than me.
Like I
could, literally want to know.
She's been dying. She's been asking me this all day.
I want to, like, look at her and convince her it comes out as a big sneeze. Like it breaks down into gases inside you that then travel out your nose.
And what happens?
Okay. When you hold in the poo too long and you completely lose it. It gets
face.
Shoved about, like, I don't know, 4-8 feet back up in the works.
Oh, I love that we're learning this.
It goes.
Up in the works?
This is educational.
It goes,
yeah
past your valves of Houston, which I think is the technical term for these little phalanges, these little skin flaps that when poo hits them, that's what makes you think, like, oh, I really have to lay cement.
Oh my God.
So it goes past those. And once it's past those, you don't really have to poo anymore. And then your large intestine. Kind of just like sucks even more moisture out of it. Like if you're told, you know, like you're eating too fast, do 30 bites, 30 chews per bite of food. You ever hear that?
Yeah, like, I learned that
you
on Full House.
Chew it 200 times for healthy. I eat like a duck. I just unhinge my jaw and pour the corn in. So it sits there for like another 8, 12, however many hours.
Okay.
And then like the next day it comes out. It's like... It reminds me of sex with a wife, where you have to pretend it's new and fun, but you're like, I've had this before. You used to be fresher and firmer. You're nothing new. But it comes out and you
have... You're smellier now.
Yeah, just older and smellier, desiccated. And you still have to go through the... You know,
you don't look as fresh.
The whole charade. You have to be like, oh, you know, turn around after it comes out. Oh, imagine seeing you here. And you still have to wipe and everything. I guess that's the one thing that might be better. If it was like a real waxwork the first day, the next day you might have sucked all the bad stuff out of it. So you're just...
So you could ghost wipe.
You might get a clean sweep out of it. You never know.
Yeah.
Nothing better than that.
Yeah, that's
better than a clean sweep.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Jay.
Now you know.
Other than sinking the last 12 to 16 hours of your Sunday on this show.
Yes.
What did you do this weekend? There's got to be more to your life than
I went to the first day of the Renaissance Festival, and it was an amazing day. It was beautiful outside here in Northern Virginia.
Really?
And, yeah, there was...
Now,
oh my God,
are
the traffic
you
was
saying
crazy, though.
That RenFest was awesome because you're gay or because you're queer?
I don't know. Wait a minute.
See, that joke
Can
was
I phone
PC.
A friend?
The hot, fat, firm kids
yes.
aren't going to like that one. But to us old folks.
Yeah, I laughed.
Thank you.
When'd you tell your mom you were gay?
So.
How gay are you?
I've never, to this day, I've never done the RenFest.
Just because I was wearing a tail? Because I told you I wore a tail.
Oh.
You wore
yeah, I put it out there. I knew John was going to give me.
This you is, did not wear a
he's
tail.
He's jumbled the sequence of everything.
You've turned
I'm a fur trader.
You've turned this story into Memento. Now I'm going to have to start with me killing
John.
Joey Pantoliano. And then we'll get back
Who
to the
Who gave
beginning.
Him the tail?
Joey Pants.
He was my friend.
Yeah.
You Ralphie. Wore a tail?
Ralphie.
Yeah.
Now.
It helps my axe throwing.
I hear. Oh, Jesus.
Wait, you.
It
makes me feel like I have a tanuki suit.
How are you the only person that's ever, like, served in
that.
Combat, and yet I think
I
I'm, like, way
that
cooler
means.
Than
you? Don't know what a tanuki suit is?
I
no,
do.
But I
John knows
do.
What a tanuki suit
you
is.
You wore. Tail.
You wore a tail
mm-hmm.
while throwing axes, but you still kiss a woman?
I still made it manly.
Now, when I hear wearing a tail, all I can think of is like chicks who are into that and they wear the tail.
Chicks did dig it. Chicks came up to me and started tugging on my tail.
But their tails
no,
are attached
didn't.
To silver butt
no,
plugs.
They did too.
So your tail was not on a butt plug?
It was not.
Okay.
Absolute confidence.
Okay, because if you order,
you would look.
If you go
I
on the internet right now,
that.
And you type in,
I think it was
buy a tail. It's
going
to be nothing but tails attached to butt plugs. I'm not even saying this like.
Well, that's not what they sell there, John.
Not that I'm saying. Not that I'm saying anything on today's show comedically, but I'm going to type in buy a tail.
All right.
On...
Can, all right, he's typing it in.
Can
on,
you...
Just
can
use
you,
DuckDuckGo, though, because they don't follow you.
Can you describe the tail?
Yeah, it was just... It looked like a raccoon tail. It was like like 2 feet long.
Okay,
so
something
bunch,
like that.
So it looked like a raccoon tail.
A raccoon.
You mm-hmm. were...
What color?
Raccoon trapeze.
It was like
you were
silver
saved.
And black.
It's a bunch of mermaid tails. So it was a push. You were
saved. Do they
by
have mermaid tails with butt plugs at the end of them?
No.
Oh, because that would be crazy.
All the tails.
You're wearing a butt plug?
No. Oh, Eve, you're out of it today. Every tail I've seen, I'm not saying this to be a joke, I know of no way to attach a tail to a human being other than to a steel butt plug. And
Ooh.
Then a chick buries it, and you're. it's like a fetish that the kids have.
I understand.
Not the
and
hot,
I've seen
firm, fat kids, but like the girls that are on Reddit. And they wear like fox ears and have like
yeah.
a fox.
I know we talked about it last time.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
yeah, those girls do that. Yeah,
hot
that's,
as bejesus.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
these tails are not like that. They
okay.
have like that keychain attachment where there's just a little ball end and you can lock it in and out.
Okay, kind of like a bungee type thing, or not bungee? I want to say like a climber's
thing. Yeah,
I know
what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay,
and
so
now I can't carabiner.
Carabiner, there we go.
Yeah, similar to that. So, and then I attach that to my the back.
You attach it to your
yeah,
ass.
Yeah.
You
attach so
okay.
you're doing,
what?
You then attach the ring
yeah,
to the butt
it.
Plug in your ass. Okay, now
that has a ring on it. Yes. Because they're cheaper. Because if you buy the ones with tails, then you got to wash them.
Now I'm picturing
By the way,
him using
speaking
one.
Of that, speaking of butts, speaking of tails.
Yeah.
I have learned the hard way, and yes, I did buy two tails. And here's why. You have to remind yourself that you're wearing a tail when you go to the restroom. Now, all these places, they sell lots of fried food.
Yeah.
And all they have is Port-a-Johns, fun stuff like that.
I just.
But you're, and you know, and I'm drinking, drinking lots of cider.
I've been
so
focused.
Eventually I'm going to have to take a big steamer.
Okay.
Right? to put it blunt. And if you forget that you have a tail on, that tail is going to find its way to the bottom of that port-a-john.
I mean, yeah, I've seen my cats do it when they forget they have a tail if they have to go fast enough.
So guess who had to buy another tail?
All right, hold on.
Good thing we brought two.
We have to... Why didn't you just flip it over? Poo on that side. Okay.
I used it twice.
I have to... We've been focusing on the butt plugs and how that you've replaced every belt in your wardrobe simply by anchoring your jeans to your steel plug.
Yes.
I want to get back to the Renaissance Fair because this is one of those things that me as a kid that played video games, didn't kiss a girl in high school, played magic cards at lunch.
Yeah.
This was still one of those things
where I was
like,
Planeswalkers.
I don't do this, and that's why I'm better than these people.
For real?
Oh, yeah. I held on to any shred I could.
High and mighty.
When it came to the I'm better than them.
Yeah.
I'm not them.
I'm better than you.
As you sat there on your Friday night magic.
Oh, yeah.
With all those other nerds.
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, I'm so glad we're not at Renfest.
We're so better.
With all those
so Renfest,
bosomy ladies running around.
Now, like... Has it become like Comic-Con where it's like really mainstream? Because like don't act like I was weird for thinking that way 20 years ago. 20 years ago, it really was for the dorks.
Yeah, a lot of people were jerks back then.
Yeah, like, a lot of I guess they would have been the hot, firm, fat kids, the garbage pail kids of their time would go to Renfest, I feel, because they could shove it into a bodice and then like put an apple slice between their cans.
Right.
And they would get a lot of attention.
Yes.
From like fat guys eating turkey legs.
That
and being
still
like, oh.
happens.
Okay. So they still get to be the rock
However,
stars there.
However, it has gotten more mainstream and there are a lot more girls doing it.
It's like every Comic Con.
Yes.
Like 20 years ago, you could be chubby Supergirl and everyone was like, this
and
is
now,
great.
And now, yeah, they show the supermodel
yeah,
of Power Girl.
Now it's Playmates.
And you're like, you can't, those girls can't even compare.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends that do like acting gigs at Renfest.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. They, you know, they're like, "Oh, hey, how are you, governor?" And they play like the slutty, you know, girl with syphilis from Renaissance England.
Everything there has a
And they all love it. Like they're you're looking so excited.
No.
I'm looking at his
mouth is watering.
How much do they get into character? Do they go down to the docks when the Navy comes in?
Hello.
Give me your siffy.
You're Greek, are you?
I want to know what it actually is to burn every time I pee and can better understand being wench whore number 7.
Yeah, what if they like accidentally like make them take a shot of something and it gives them some sort of venereal disease.
Oh, come
back in the Renaissance days.
Oh,
just so they can get more in character.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wasn't so accidental.
So, I got the flying nuns.
But, John, you'd like this. All the characters there, basically anything that comes out of their mouth is sexual innuendo.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the whole Shakespeare thing. It's actually all body. I remember English teachers trying to sell you Shakespeare on that. They're like, oh, there's a bunch of double entendres. It's like, yeah, we could do that. Or I could just rent a Full Metal Jacket for the fifth time and watch the Vietnamese hooker try to screw Joker again. Sorry, that was my
No, because I had a brain fart for a second because I was like, wait a minute. Is that the one where the woman smokes the cigarette with her lower half?
No.
Is that Emmanuel?
That has to be Emmanuel.
That's Emmanuel.
Because Full Metal Jacket.
Jesus. Well, I know, but I was trying.
So, five.
Jesus.
I know, I'm big.
5 seconds.
Get out of here. Disgusting.
Hey, that's.
You've
that,
seen
that
Emmanuel?
That was ahead of its time.
You've
get out
seen
of here.
Emmanuel?
Yeah, I have. And in space.
But you were too.
I was probably
pretty.
Young.
You're too pretty to have seen that.
Well, these eyes are so. Just,
these eyes. Watch every night.
No,
for you.
Full Metal's, 5 seconds after Pyle's brains hit the floor, then we cut to Vietnam, and the very, you know, made extra famous by Two Live Crew, the Vietnamese hooker comes up, it's like, you know, me so horny, me sucky sucky, me love you too much.
That one.
And, Joker haggles her down to $5. And then I believe...
It's always nice when they can be talked to.
Rafterman's camera gets stolen by a guy who has some pretty sweet kung fu moves. And the hooker, the real bonus as you're trying to get aroused looking at the hooker is she...
That's what I do when I watch Full Metal Jacket.
She sticks up her arm trying to strike a glamour pose and reveals a nice pit full of hair. Mm. And that's another thing that the hot fat kids are into these days. They don't do the pit maintenance much.
What do you mean?
I've seen that. It's trending.
It's trending. The
what's
kids,
trending?
The girls, they just...
No shaving.
A lot of them are very lazy about the pits.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a thing, though.
Get with it.
It is with my girlfriend.
I'm so
and I thought she was just lazy. And in her case, she is. But a lot of the kids, yeah, there's like supermodels. And...
But your girlfriend is blonde, right?
Yes.
So
French?
Her pee hair is blonde.
Her
pit hair.
Oh, her other pee hair is blonde, too.
Oh, I'm not asking about her.
She's not a bottle blonde like you.
Really? You've known me since I've been like 5. You know
exactly.
I'm not a bottle blonde.
I remember since that first diaper changed.
So
he used to change your diaper.
So no one's shaving the pits anymore?
I
don't know about no one.
But that's like a thing.
I
think
do.
If you still love America, good for you, Jay. I'm sure you also shave around the BH for the better tail plugging experience.
That's how I knew how to use the periscope.
Do you shave your bowel?
No. I have, but no, I don't.
I never have.
I have, but not this week.
My brother maintains it. He is big on like, he's even like
30.
There
had
Will,
to be a time.
Oh, yeah.
Will shaves his bee.
Oh, Will puts one leg on the toilet. One leg
he
up.
He explained to you how to do it, too, just in case you wanted
he
to
really did.
Try it.
He, honest to God, motioned through the whole process. He puts like one leg up. Like he's Hedwig in the Angry Inch, like about to really hit a note, except then he reaches down below, and I guess like putting the one leg up fans him out, and it would cause your tail to fall out, and then he shaves away using like a mirror, and I'm like, I'm a locksmith, and I've had to like break into safes using mirrors and like drills, and even
you
I don't have
don't
that
think
level.
You could do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'll attack a bank safe with a drill, but I'll be goddamned if I'm taking a razor to my ass.
So he just how often does he do that?
I think it's like a once a week thing. I think like every Saturday is just shave day, and so
and
from
shave
like,
his butthole
from
that
like
is dedication.
Head to toe. No, I don't feel like I'm selling him out on anything here. He swears by not using lotion either, like shaving cream of any sort. And so he just slowly drags a blade like over his skin, like over and over.
That sounds painful.
I can't comprehend it. Like,
does he use aftershave?
No, nothing. He just slowly.
No, that would be terrifying.
Pulls a blade across his bald head, and then it makes
sounds
his
like
way
a psycho.
Down his body. It sounds like something you do in prison to pass the time.
It sounds like the beginning sequence of American Psycho.
It like, reminds me, isn't
like,
that...
I use this kind of lotion twice a day. Like, I feel like Will.
It reminds me of Bill Duke in Predator, the really dark black guy, and you just see him like with a Bic against his face, and then he goes, psh, and you see the blood come out. Except where Bill Duke did that and probably like, this is idiotic. I'll never do it again. I'm getting shaving cream. My brother was just, my brother Bill Papa Giorgio was like, get me another. And mastered the art of the creepy drive shave of everything, including.
Good for him.
God, yeah, he must dry shave the BH. I've never, dry shaves around his nips.
Did he tell you?
Dry shaves the dong.
Did he tell you that he shaves his butthole?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He
didn't read it in his journal.
Like, it came up. If I recall correctly, it was Jason Ellis was on Opie and Anthony. And he was talking about, like, you know, I can't do an Aussie voice to save my life, so I'm not going to humiliate myself. And he was talking about using, like, cocoa butter or shea butter and shaving his BH with it, like, once a week. And I guess the whole shtick is, like, oh, I'm a big, tough MMA guy, so it's funny I'm talking about this. And I was laughing about it, and my brother's like, I don't use anything when I shave mine.
You're like, wait, hold on. You just jumped really far ahead here. Let's back up.
Yeah, you're kind of just like, no, you're not supposed to ever say anything like that.
I don't shave anything.
Dude, you're not in the UFC. Like, you can't.
Yeah, you're just like
you're super hard.
Getting a guitar player. No,
Well, he sounds like an awesome guy.
I lived with him for several years, both at home and when we moved out. We were together for a while. And yeah, he's a great guy, but like, he wakes up and he just has these neon green towels because he loves the color green. And he'll put one on, and I'm talking like for 4 hours to start the day. He just walked around in his neon green towel and very slowly shaved the hair off his body. I don't have that level of dedication to anything. I don't at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
six runs from now, we're not even going to be doing this.
It's now gotten to the point, I'm not joking, where to play my 3DS, I have to have a screen right behind me playing Netflix. And he's able to amuse himself with four hours worth of body shaving, just dragging a razor, nothing, not even earbuds in. He can just walk around slowly like a foreman at a construction site, just pacing the building.
Ew.
How you watch Netflix, though?
Oh, yeah.
Your version of Netflix and chill now?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
I have to be eating, playing my 3DS, and watching Netflix. Oh.
Watching your brother shave.
Yeah. It's now like Elvis in the Jungle Room when he just had screen on screen on screen.
I'm kind of like that too. Whenever I'm eating, I have to be watching cartoons.
Hey.
What are you going to do? Focus on the food so you actually realize how full you're getting?
No, thank you.
You're not going to be.
And I do the otter thing too. So I'll lay fully down. And I put it on my chest.
What was this that you were just doing?
I'm just getting in the motion.
Yeah.
Just showing you what an otter would do.
I just picture you now with a dinner
and
baguette.
And just crack oysters on
you. Your girl's like, we need the bread cut in half. You're just like, pow, right across your gut, and it splinters. And
yeah, baby.
God, otter eating. I don't eat off my chest.
You just go like this the whole time.
I did it last night.
Eating on your back is how many a Roman died, I believe.
Probably. Ooh, how decadent.
Yeah, grape.
Until you choke.
Ooh.
Grape goes down the wrong pipe.
This is very decadent.
Now we're on De Niro. That is how empires fall, my friend.
That's how it happens.
So you did Renfest.
Yes. It was fun.
And they're now, how many hot girls, like out of 50, how many are like
so
really,
many hot girls now. Yeah.
God. Okay, I need to go, I guess.
Yeah, you do need to go. We're going again.
When?
Whenever. All the time. Every weekend.
Oh, that's right. It's like, this also got me.
It goes
me.
To
it's
October.
Like,
so if anybody in the local area, in the local area listens to the show and wants to meet up to do like a pop-up basement hangout at the Renfest, I will certainly
awesome
be there,
idea.
And
very
you
cool
guys
idea.
Well, Eve,
should not flake.
Let's not jump to any invite conclusions yet.
Yeah. Your invite.
Whose phone is going
on? My blessing. Somebody's.
Is it Eva?
Yeah.
Oh, Eve. Don't.
But yeah,
like
guys,
that.
You know, come out to the Renfest. It's pretty awesome. It's not that expensive.
Don't give me
They've got great drinks.
Oh, grogs. Do they have grogs?
They've got
and
mead. They got mead.
Are there ales?
Fermented honey.
Are there tankards of ale?
No, it's like Bud Light.
I'm trying to make Eva
But it's also
smile.
Like Sam Adams, stuff like that. But they've got some pretty good drinks, man. Mead plus Angry Orchard.
So what did you... Wait.
It's a banging drink.
I want to go back to your tail thing. So you had two tails and...
I did, and one of them...
did you really defecate all over one? Because
it
forgot
wasn't me. It was somebody else's, which is even worse.
Oh, so you sat down and your toil went into a chemical toilet?
You know how the porta-johns work. There's just a giant hole.
I really try not to use
them. Where
the
Hills Have Eyes 2 thing.
I used a concert toilet during a Pantera show once.
Oh, yeah. You used to be like a clean freak.
I mean,
that thing, so.
I don't think you have to be OCD.
But you've seen a porta-john. You know how that works. It's just a giant hole filled with everybody's mess.
Yeah, okay.
So you go in there after the sun's been beaten down on it all day, and you're drunk, and you're not thinking.
So your tail went into the toy.
Yeah.
And it's covered in poop.
And I was like, oh, God.
Eva's
I noticed halfway through, so yeah.
So it was
you were very intrigued.
I am. I want to hear this.
Now that you know
Eva's watching
you
like an old man watching a young guy bang his wife.
So anyways, yeah, just ditch that. I'm sure that looked really strange to whoever came in there next.
So you threw
your You left your chain.
Yeah, why would I? I don't need that anymore.
You threw a feces.
For the love of God.
It was
in. Okay. I just left it in there.
It was covered in poo.
Yeah. It sucks.
Did you at least throw it down the toilet or no?
No.
So you just left like a feces smeared tail across a toilet seat?
Yes.
I don't.
You look at me like I'm some kind of monster, but what would you do with it?
I'd put it in the toilet. Would that have clogged it?
No, I'm not on the toilet seats. All right. No, yeah, it's in the. What do you mean clog? It's a porta john.
So it's just the hole. It was down in the hole.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's fine then. I thought you had like a 3 foot tail that like acted like a pipe cleaner and just worked this toilet the whole time.
I don't think it was 3 feet long. And then it was.
I'm sorry. Say long again.
Okay, so I got that, and I had to go get another tail.
Okay, see, I was picturing you then pull it out of the toilet, and you like kind of gingerly put it across the seat, like in case the next guy was I'm going to clean you off and
give you a scarf.
Yeah. Oscar the Grouch gets a scarf.
But no, so I ended up getting another tail. But my luck.
So were you really?
I got another tail story because they sell a lot of furs and I buy a lot of wares.
Does your girl set a tail budget for you before we go to Renfest? She's like, now Jay,
I saved up a bunch.
Only three tails, and you're like, but you know I come for the tails. Five.
And dude, she asked me before we got this. She's, she's, are you gonna get a tail? You know it. Come on. Then I have to get another one, even though I'm probably going to leave like an hour later. So we did leave an hour later.
You know it, babe.
And she has the tail. This is not the dirty one.
Okay.
So this is my luck with tails. Yeah, not the pipe cleaner.
Not the poop one?
No.
I just have a quick question before you continue the story.
Go ahead.
Did your girlfriend insist on sleeping with you before the Renfest?
Before, because she couldn't even look at me afterwards.
Exactly, so that she wouldn't have to tell her friend she had sex with a man who bought a tail.
She said she wouldn't talk to me till after the show.
Continue.
And then when it airs, she won't talk to me for the rest of the week.
Okay.
So, but at least we've got it planned out.
A lot of silence. So sounds like you're the winner.
So she's, So she's swinging the tail around in the car as we're driving home. And these things are just such a piece of crap. And a part of it breaks off, like a whole 6-inch section of it, and it flies out of the window as we're driving down the road.
I'm picturing the rat hat that Kramer.
It is.
Or like Seinfeld.
What about like Christmas Story with the bully?
Yeah.
That one too.
Yeah.
So that just goes flying out of the window, and I can see it in the rearview window, and the cars behind us are swerving out of the way, and I can only imagine what they're thinking is we threw like a kitten out of the window. Or something like
they're horror,
and we're just, I don't break for a second
for YouTube.
We didn't know. I mean, like she's like, oh crap, and I could see it in the rearview mirror, and it's just like, I can't imagine the horror going through their mindset. I thought that was funny.
I saw this happen once before.
Good thing they didn't crash.
With Macaulay Culkin and Mr. Highway in The Good Son.
Yes.
That was on the other day.
Really?
That's a good movie.
That and what's his name? Frodo.
Oh, Elijah Wood.
Yeah.
That's one of those movies that I swear to God, kind of like The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. It was really big at the time. I guess like what is the whole hook? Like, look how white they are. They have to be good, but they're not. Is that how they're nailed on the head?
I think that's exactly.
They're blonde and blue.
No crap. Why didn't anybody notice these people were crazy? They were white.
One has brown hair.
I guess the hook is the blonde kid is the evil one. And you're like, but the brunette, they're supposed to be the bad ones. But that isn't the case.
Not in this.
Did they start off
if
with
there was
like,
a ginger, he would have absolutely not in, been the bad one.
What is it called? The Good Son?
The Good Son.
Yeah, not in The Good Son.
I wonder if there was a meeting where like initially Macaulay Culkin is part of like, he gets, oh no, wait, I'm sorry, Elijah Wood. Maybe the Elijah Wood role was originally played by Jaleel White. And Hollywood, everyone just met and they're like, we're not ready for this yet.
Like, we can't do
They're
this.
Not ready.
Like, they tested together on screen. It was, like, great chemistry. Yeah. But they were like, we can't.
The entire the entire movie takes place exactly as it did. And like, everyone walks out going, man, that black kid was evil.
Yeah. I knew
Boy,
it.
Was that like, white kid.
Jaleel White would have had a completely different career. He wouldn't have been Urkel. Like, he would have been known for this groundbreaking performance. No, Malcolm Jaleel White, right?
But they only needed one person because he could have been Stephon too.
Oh,
exactly. Such range on that
man. One person. Both of them, they're like, I knew he was evil.
I mean, it took forever for me to realize Stephon or Quell.
Yeah, no, I only found out last week.
But the same person.
It blew my mind out my ass like a tail.
I think.
Weren't you the one?
No bull. When I was a kid,
you were so sad that when you found out that
Laura died.
Yeah.
Laura, his huge breasted, the girl that liked him, and he wouldn't give her the time of day. Or, I'm sorry.
Laura was the sister. No,
but we're doing Family Matters.
His girlfriend.
Was it Maya?
Maya.
No, I don't think it was
on
Maya.
On the show, and you were in love with her, and she died.
I was obsessed. As a little kid, I think I was in love with every cute black girl in a sitcom. I loved Hillary Banks.
Nothing wrong with that.
I absolutely adored the huge boobed one that, yeah, died of like cancer.
Yeah.
I like was
like
going.
Ovarian cancer at like 17 horrible. Or something.
I was, let me see if it really was Maya. Maya Family Matters. Okay, looks like
typing,
we got it.
But you love
Let's see how the internet works. So.
Yeah, Michelle Thomas. Oh, she had a pear.
That's it. Boy. That's the takeaway.
Oh, she had a pear.
Look at that. Look at that. Makes Sophia Loren look like an anorexic bitch.
She's dead now.
Oh, yeah. Now she's much thinner than Sophia Loren.
Oh, my God.
I loved her. I wanted to bang Lisa on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Lisa
was Nia Long.
But that was Will's like girlfriend with short hair.
And then they had Jackie. Who was Jackie was played by Tyra Banks, and like they never really explained like why, like she was from the old neighborhood and she came into town. How we never really know. And then like, you know, she's from the old neighborhood. Let's be honest, she's gonna be some hood rat bitch. And it's so as Will should be as well, except he's not like banging her on the side with like, you know, goody two shoes Lisa waiting for him at home.
Right.
Like the whole thing is like, oh, we're just friends now. But like there was like a weird kind of like they used to be an item, like this whole Sam and Diane thing, except like they were 15 on the show or whatever. He's still in, you know, Bel Air High School. It was some creepy crap. Very odd mix of like acknowledging the fact the actors involved are 25 and having them play 15-year-olds. But yes, Maya on Family Matters, just, I was, died in, Jesus, she really did die in 98. She died like right after the show went off. Such a downer.
Yeah.
Such a, like, why couldn't a lot of ugly people die in her place? You know what
if
I'm saying?
If you had a giant erection right now, it would be super inappropriate.
I mean, like, we all grieve in different ways.
Right?
Yeah. I like to think of it in tribute. It's in her honor.
I'll go as I'll go as tribute.
Oh yeah, don't use tribute though. Yeah, it's, don't use tribute.
This is like some.
You got that right, Hunger Games.
No.
Oh no,
it didn't.
This is some in memoriam wood. And yeah, the whole like I volunteer as tribute thing.
I volunteer as tribute.
Yeah, that's been done to death on Reddit by, there's a section called Tribute Me where girls pose in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where I was going. I was like, don't use tribute.
Yeah.
That's from Hunger Games.
Women.
No, there's a different one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, the whole thing is for the subreddit Tribute Me, it's girls that want guys to print out pictures of them that they post and then complete all over them the pictures and then send them the picture back.
Yeah.
That's called tributing a photo.
Wait, no, I'm confused.
And the girls always caption it.
They want them to paint by numbers.
So,
okay let's say let's say Eva joins Reddit.
Yes.
And then you
takes a flashy
because
pose.
You haven't had intercourse in 18 months and need to be tended to, and you're going to dip
my
your
dad just heard that.
Well, Tommy likes knowing that you aren't getting banged out on your baby bed in his house.
That's true.
While Bear watches. So she has a huge stuffed bear out front of her house. It's not.
No, I seriously that's normal.
Bear isn't Tommy's
nickname. I think I saw
nickname.
It on Twitter.
Yeah.
We dress it up and I know. Like, put costumes.
And it's out it. Front, and like we don't live in like Arizona, so he's just filled with rain and mildew and like a squirrel's nest at this point.
It's awesome.
So
covered in spiders.
Get my furs there.
You go on Reddit, and you're like, I want to show my boobs. And your boobs get a huge acclaim, as bared breasts tend to. And then you're like, you're chasing the dragon. And pretty soon, guys DMing you just picture after picture their erection in tribute to Michelle Thomas isn't enough. And you're like, I need more than this. I needed more than just seeing their junk. I need to know, first of all, that it isn't a stock erection picture, because let's be honest, that's the oldest trick in the book, right, Jay?
Oldest trick.
Yeah, you have a couple.
I got some on my phone right now.
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I said
ready
them.
To go out whenever.
A stock erection.
Yeah, something that, you know, like washboard abs and...
Like the one, you know, where like... the light catches it just right. You know, it's like you get the right angle.
You do not
like
have
you,
that.
Like you're taking
it's not a... even mine.
You're taking a picture of the Washington Monument from
black.
The base. It's a stunt D. And
bring in the stunt god.
You do not.
I don't know.
We'll talk about it after show. For the after show Periscope.
Periscope.
You went, I'm a bad little boy.
I'm a bad little boy. That was your face.
So
you went, I don't know.
Like any other addict, it isn't enough. And pretty soon you're like, I don't want all these stock dong photos. I don't want texts of guys telling me how hard they'd nail me. They'd nail me harder than Christ to the cross. I want...
I don't know if that one's ever worked.
I want to know that this is all for me. So soon you post in the tribute me section. And you post naked there. And you say, tribute me, guys. And so then guys take their dot matrix printer, because I'm up on technology, and they run off copies of your photos. And then they do their thing all over it. Although, how great
it's
would it be
60 DPI.
If, yeah, guys just start like rubbing a glue stick across it and then just sending it out to every girl like I tributed
to. Is
that
the next thing? Yeah. Like that's your stock tribute?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah, just a glue stick. Yeah.
We were getting so lazy.
And so then they send you a picture of your photo decorated, festooned.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll sprinkle glitter over.
I was just
going
to
think that that's a good That's a good way to stand out from the crowd.
And you've been tributed.
First of all,
yeah,
I
like
feel
to
like,
glue macaroni on the edges of
and yarn
like
hair.
Yeah. First of all, I feel like both of you are making this up.
No,
I'm not making it up. It's
no,
definitely
I can see
something
you guys
people do.
Looking at each other like.
No, I think we're feeding off each other. And we're like, man, it's pretty weird.
Yeah, even I've never gotten into the tributing thing.
Wait, where does that? Okay.
Like, I don't get it because...
Not hating on those people. They can do what they want.
They can, but like...
It's not real.
I
just think, where are you getting...
You guys are...
Where are you deriving pleasure?
I could get into the tribute thing up until the point you finish. And then, how do you
this
not...
This is going in the trash.
Yeah, how do you not look at a photo covered in your issue
done
after...
Done to burn down the house.
Yeah, after your erection's deflating and not think to yourself, what the... What am I doing with my life? I came all over a printed out photo. How do you then take that and slap it face down on a scanner?
Yeah. How do you mail that? Yeah. You still have to go out and mail that.
I mean, the instant
but
I'm
like
done.
I guess you could scan. Oh, yeah. No, you could scan it too. Yeah.
Do you wipe it off first?
How? Why would you
no,
scan
I
it?
No, I think you blow all over it and then you pull out your phone camera. Because, you know.
Somebody who's done this, tell us how it's done.
Camera.
As much as we joked about putting on the scanner, probably not wise.
Yeah.
Also scan poorly, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
It just looked like ripping celluloid. Just like
don't fax it either.
Yeah. yeah. So you pull out the phone camera, and then you send the picture of that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's probably how they do it.
Like... That the after you're done aspect having any sexual interest blows my mind.
Like, how is a girl? I'm sorry. Yeah, whatever. 18 months. We all. It's hilarious. But like, how? How does she get that tribute picture and is like,
it's then sent to her via Reddit. Like the guy
but
uploads
how is she
it.
Then like how does she get it and then is like yeah ooh.
Oh yeah yeah like on
Look
both sides
that.
It's kind of like
it's just
I don't
kind
know
of
if,
creepy right
yeah the
it's
pleasure.
So creepy to me that it lowers the woman involved too. Like it's one thing if you're like posting yourself nude and like I guess you're testing borders and blah 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 and you want to show off, but like to be into getting those, that's where I'm like, you're a dirty bitch, and I judge you.
I judge
Get off
everything
my forum.
About you.
Well, I think we actually have to leave.
Oh, good Lord.
We're getting the wrap it up B sign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
We actually, like, talked about nothing except ourselves.
There's always next week.
Yeah.
You guys tell your friends. We'll be back.
Your friends
we'll
tell
have
my
some
friends.
Solid stories.
I wish
friends tell you some other friends.
I think the three of us should go to the Ren.
Yes, and anybody that's in the area that would like to come, that would be
I love
and
how you awesome. That.
And your girlfriend too. I'd like to meet her.
Yes,
she'll have your friends bring their friends. I'm trying to remember how Big Papa goes. We can conversate, have some Welch's grape. There's a whole thing there. All right, folks. This was Papa's Basement. Thank you for joining us on Periscope. By the way, I hope you liked it. I hope you enjoyed my mighty hunched posture. As I, pulling them out. There you go. I'm John Papagiorgio.
Jiggle, jiggle.
They are Jay and Eva. Eva and Jay.
Pete.
I'm sorry, Pete maybe. Pete. alias. He's Mr. Anonymous. InPapasBasement.com, show's website. Every episode we've ever done can be found there. I'm on Twitter as at Papa's Basement. He's at Pete maybe. She's at Orchard Eva. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. You can go through the old Periscope
rate
shows.
And review.
Rate and review. Rate and review. And if you want to do something nice for the show, buy and send Jay a butt plug tail. Because from the sound of it, you've lost both of them, and you're already over your butt plug tail.
I'll find
budget.
Somebody to wear it and show them a picture.
Oh, no. I think I know who.
Is it me?
I'm not going to say. Keeping your secret on the air. We're out of here. I'm not even going to say it when the mic's off and the Periscope's still going. That's a rookie mistake. Alrighty.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.